Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we talk to Ben Nichols, lead singer and songwriter for the band Lucero. We also report about a program to help women newly released from prison. But first, we go to a colorful neighborhood in Baltimore, Maryland, that is now home to huge works of street art. A neighborhood in Baltimore, Maryland is getting a beauty treatment. Artists from all over the world have come to the East Coast city to paint large, colorful pictures on the outer walls of buildings in Station North. Shirley Griffith has more on the project Open Walls Baltimore.
Freddie Sam flew from Cape Town, South Africa, to take part in Open Walls Baltimore. He has painted murals around the world.
I get to learn about the world through painting art.
He says if he had traveled to Baltimore just as a visitor, he would not be able to see the city in the same way. In fact, few tourists visit the Station North neighborhood. It has suffered for many years from difficult economic times and crime. But Ben Stone hopes the murals will help change things. He is the executive director of North Station Arts and Entertainment District. He says it is easy to get to the area because the main train station is there. There are artists who live and work in the area, art galleries, and other businesses. Ben Stone says, now the murals are another reason to visit, or maybe stay.
We're also looking just to increase investment in the area, so that could be people wanting to buy homes here or rent homes here, open businesses here.
Station North artist Gaia is organizing the Open Walls project.
I wanted to choose people that weren't necessarily the brightest stars, but were doing remarkable work throughout the world.
Like the two-person art team, Interesny Koski. Individually, they are known as Oleksiy Burdusov and Vladimir Manjos.
It started from traditional graffiti letters. And once we understand that it's not interesting to paint just letters, because you cannot tell more than just your name.
Gaia painted one mural that uses two walls of a building. It shows a huge hand holding a pretty white bird. The mural got the attention of William, who grew up in Station North.
I love it. It also has a sense of peace. And then if you look at the other side, it has a sense of giving.
In all, artists will create more than 20 murals for Open Walls Baltimore. The government and a private bank are providing the money for the project. Station North will hold a celebration for the artists and their work on May 25th. And the neighborhood of Station North looks even farther ahead to a brighter future.
Some women's prisons in the United States offer classes for college credit. But when the women gained freedom, they do not have much chance to continue their education. Often, they must follow the terms of a parole period. They live outside prison during that time, but still are under some restrictions. They usually have to find work and a place to live. But there is a program to help these former prisoners get more education. Barbara Martinson's established the College and Community Fellowship, or CCF, in 2000. Ms. Martinson's taught at Manhattan Marymount College in New York City, and she has taught college courses at a New York State women's prison. She believes that women should get higher education. She also believes freed prisoners should continue that education. CCF provides advice to former prisoners. It also helps them gain admission to college. That process can be very difficult for anyone. It can be even more difficult for a person with a prison record. The group also provides financial aid to members attending college. Today, CCF fellows, as members are called, have earned college degrees, including master's degrees and a doctorate. About 70% of those taking part in the program work full-time while studying. Nationally, one in three women who has served in prison returns to jail for crimes, or they have violated the terms of their parole. By comparison, almost no CCF fellows go back to jail. A Christian minister heads CCF. The Reverend Vivian Nixon once served prison time for falsifying documents. She says the group helps people reclaim the goals they had for their lives before going to jail. The group holds meetings for the about 270 people who take part. There are talks about subjects like finance and developing a career, and there is a social hour. Vivian Nixon says that society in general is happiest when the women do not go back to jail. But, she says, her greatest hope is that CCF's members are setting high goals for themselves and their children.
That's one shot of women, one shot of work, one shot of freedom, but they both can hurt.
Lucero is a rock, country, blues, punk band based in Memphis, Tennessee. The 8-member band plays music of so many styles because they love music of so many styles. This month, Lucero released Women and Work. Bob Jody has more.
What looks like a superhero down on the look. Surrounded by villains and the years are catching up.
That is Juniper, a favorite song of Lucero musician Ben Nichols. He writes almost all the band's songs and sings them too. Reporter Katie Weaver talked to Ben Nichols about the craft of songwriting.
How does the process work for you? How do you write a song?
Usually, you just got a guitar in your hands and you're just kind of noodling, playing around until you stumble across a chord progression or a guitar lick that sounds nice. You know, if something strikes you, you're like, okay, I'll keep that in mind.
He says he will find a few more chords and a vocal melody that fits. But he says the words of the song usually come later.
A lot of the songs, they'll exist for a long time without lyrics. But there'll be a verse, a chorus, and a bridge, and a full structure. But I won't necessarily know what the song's about. And I'll just kind of sing nonsense lyrics over it.
Nichols says, in time, the nonsense might lead to a few words he likes.
And I'll build around that.
The singer says the song I Can't Stand to Leave You, was one of the first he wrote for the new album.
When you're going on tour all the time, it's kind of easy to see where that idea originated. Just having to leave home all the time. I call it the saddest song on the record.
See your face when I close my eyes. I hear your name when the wind's just right. Setting the sun, it's gone once more. Each night is worse than the night before.
Reporter Katie Weaver asked Ben Nichols to identify some of his favorite lines of the album.
Well, you mentioned that one from On My Way Downtown, the last time we drank, I was a little less than behaved. And then the two lines immediately after that, it's not like they're not Shakespeare or anything. Because, it's just come on out tonight. Oh, I'll be good. Yeah, when I just say that line out loud, I'm like, oh, no, that's not that great. But every night when I sing it, that's the thing. It's when the music goes one way and the vocals go the other way, and whatever that kind of clash there is, that's where that emotional power comes from.
On my way downtown, thought you might be around. Come on down.
Another great line from the new album, Women and Work, is in the song, When I Was Young. It goes, working never did agree with me, or maybe I never stuck around long enough to see. Ben Nichols does not consider making music work.
I always wanted to be in a band. There's nothing I would rather do. When you're actually being paid to do something that I would pay money to do this. So yes, it seems like, it seems like getting something over on somebody.
We leave you with Lucero performing Go Easy from the new album, Women and Work.
Hold on, darling, hold on. Storm's coming home, but I'll keep you safe. All right, darling, shut your eyes. Try and get some sleep tonight. We're out of the rain. And go, go easy, and we'll find our way.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Go to voaspecialenglish.com to find transcripts and MP3s of our program, and to post comments on our relationship advice blog. If you want to ask our audience for advice, write to mosaic@voanews.com. Type relationship in the subject line. We won't publish your name, but please include your age, gender, and country. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Darling, I know where all the stars go.